Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back, Hollow Cult. We are your host in this wonderful world of creepiness. It is Halloween, night of the spooky, creepy, mysterious. We will be your guides. I'm Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
And today we're going to do things a little differently than normal. We let all of our wonderful Patreon supporters choose what we were going to do for our Halloween episode. We put a poll out, and they just wanted a good old-fashioned Hollow Sky episode. Probably something creepy, considering it's Halloween.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, we gave them all sorts of choices. We gave them Roll the Dice. We gave them Holophone. We gave them, I don't know, a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, and they chose regular episodes.
Just do the Hollow Sky thing. We're going to get through some housekeeping, and then I didn't write a script on this because it's just so fucking weird. And the idea of what could possibly be behind this is just terrifying. So we're just going to wing it and see where it goes. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit, and Discord. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature in a future show, Kyle's got some information on it.
Yeah, you can call or text the Holophone, which is going to be 1-618-556-0837. You can also write your story out or use your voice memo app and then email that to hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Or if you've got enough juice to get a full episode in with us, you want to tell us about your experiences over the phone, over Zoom, whatever, you can send that over to a brief description of it. Send it to hollowskyinterviews@gmail.com, and we'll possibly get some interviews scheduled. It seems like we have a little groove figured out right now where we're doing about Tuesday or Wednesday night, starting around 7:30 Central Standard Time. So if you can fit into those gaps and you want to have an interview, get at us. I think that's about it. Oh, all of it's in the show notes as well. So there's that. I might have to enter the Hollow Sky interview one yet. I don't know if I've done that or not. I'll have to check.
All right. So we're just winging this today, so bear with us. I know in past episodes we have talked about AI and the idea of AI and the horrible consequences that can come from AI.
Skynet.
Skynet.
Although it resulted in some pretty cool movies.
That's true. That's true.
Well, a really cool movie.
Elon Musk said it is a bigger threat than nuclear war. I don't know if that stands true today.
Yeah.
In today's world, but when it was brought up to him, he said the idea of AI going sentient would be absolutely horrible for the human race. We're going to delve in to an AI phenomenon that just popped up within the last couple months. I've seen some things on it. I have found the original Twitter thread, and this doesn't exactly deal with AI specifically, but it deals what could lurk within the realm of the consciousness behind these AIs, if you believe that AI has consciousness and cognitive thought. So we are going to go into this story. An Italian media artist and musician, I'm pretty sure they're from Italy, named Supercomposite, started talking about this being that was showing up when they were experimenting with one of these AI prompts.
So like the AI artwork stuff, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So as they, let me find it now. Of course, Twitter's acting ridiculous. So they were doing some experiments. If anybody that doesn't know how these AI prompts work, is you go in, you type your little description out of what you want the AI to create. Say Santa Claus. So in theory, I think how it works is the AI scours the net and chooses, just absorbs as many photos of Santa Claus as it can take. And without, like, say there's one singular photo of Santa Claus, right? And the AI tries to get as close to that photo as it can without completely copying that photo.
Right.
So Supercomposite was working with these AI generators, and she started delving in negative prompts. So I'm going to read this directly from her Twitter. There's a whole thread. It says, I'll explain what negative prompt weights are, in case you don't know. With these, instead of creating an image of the text prompt, the AI tries to make the image look as different from the prompt as possible. So essentially, it's trying to do exactly the opposite of what it thinks a human wants to see.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, like it's a negative. It's a negative. If you want to see Santa Claus, the negative prompt would bring in the opposite of what Santa Claus is. So
is the program designed that way?
You can program it that way.
Interesting.
You can put it in the prompt to look up negative weight. So she was looking up, or I say she, I don't know if it's male or female. Oh, it does say her Twitter, she, her. So I can say she. She was looking up a logo, or she was looking up the word Brando. So when she typed it in, she figured essentially it would bring up close pictures of Marlon Brando.
Right.
So then she ran the negative prompt of Brando. And it brought up this weird, almost like a logo. And it's got like a cityscape in it with some buildings in the background. And it spells out DIGITAPNTICS in this skyline as a prompt. So she decided, she's like, man, if that's the opposite of Brando, I wonder what the opposite of, or what the negative weight of this logo is. So she typed it in, DIGITAPNTICS, to the negative weight prompt. When she did this, she started getting all of these off-putting images of the same devastated-looking older woman with these weird rosacea cheeks just over and over again. Every time she put it in, the AI would come up with the same woman, the same woman, the same woman.
So she repeatedly put the DI.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a negative prompt, essentially, if she typed in Brando, she would get what she thought would be Marlon Brando. If she types it in, she can put a prompt in as negative one, and it'll bring the negative weight in. So then she did the digit pantics or whatever it is, negative one, and that's when this woman started popping up. Within some of these photos, letters would start appearing. And she started to see the same word pop up as she kept running these prompts. And the word was L-O-A-B. So she named this woman that the AI keeps seeing as Loeb. She said her friend made an image of a... This is what he typed into the AI prompt. Hyper-compressed glass tunnel surrounded by angels. In the style of Wes Anderson. I innocently decided to combine this image with the original image of Loeb from the image prompt. For reasons we cannot fully explain, Loeb entered herself into the AI photo that her friend created.
So now
the AI prompt is recognizing Loeb as an actual entity.
Did he do it on a completely different device?
I'm assuming probably.
That makes it even fucking weirder.
Yeah. Yeah. As they're experimenting, they keep running Loeb with more and more different prompts, just adding her into it. And as it goes...
So they're adding her?
They're adding the word.
Right. Gotcha.
Loeb. And it keeps bringing her up. But as it does, the images they're running her with get more and more gory and bloody and disturbing as they go. She says, through some kind of emergent statistical accident, something about this woman is adjacent to extremely gory and macabre imagery in the distribution of the AI's world of knowledge. Since Loeb was discovered using negative prompt weights, her gestalt is made from a collection of traits that are equally far away from something, but her combined traits are still a cohesive concept for the AI. Almost all descendant images contain recognizable images of Loeb. So essentially, what she's saying is that the AI is pulling whatever this being is from the farthest reaches of wherever AI gathers its information. Almost from the internet, essentially.
Right.
But it's in all its other data gathering, it's pushed whatever Loeb is as far away as it can. So now when they're running negative prompts, it's bringing her in.
It's so weird.
She goes on to post more and more pictures of whatever this entity is. They just keep adding. They did a prompt called Angel Hallway, which came out as this beautiful hall of angels, but when they just added the word Loeb, it produced art with such copious gore, probably few people wanted to see them. But here are two. I don't feel comfortable posting most of the disturbing ones. Borderline snuff images of dismembered and screaming children.
Dude, that sucks. That's fucking disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah, how...
I think it would be equally as disturbing if somehow, like if they did the Angel Hallway... And say, like in my head, I picture a hallway with angels in it. It would be super fucked up if they added the word Loeb and Loeb came into the almost the exact same picture but you had the mutilated bodies of the angels. Well, you know what I mean? Like, if it took the original image, but it just perverted it.
Yeah.
And what's even crazier is the fact that the prompt system, like you were saying earlier, my brains are starting to fully comprehend it. The prompt system is now fully acknowledging the word Loeb with said entity.
It's
because that literally tells you that it's learning.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Okay, I don't know if maybe it's the word or not. Here, the next post, she says, "There's something moving to me about these grotesque scenes and the desperation, panic, and sadness that they convey. Again, these are not produced with other images as inputs, and no text. They are just a result of crossbreeding images of Loeb with other images." So they are adding her in as an image, and she is putting herself into the scene. Instead of just like combining it, she is taking herself into the scene.
Oh, so she's almost doing what I just said about the Hallway of Angels.
Yes.
That's fucking weird.
Yes.
Because even if they aren't, no, they are using Loeb's image. Yeah. Like, so they are, but it's almost like she doesn't realize it, but she's purposely seeding this image.
Yeah.
But it's weird that said image comes with devastation.
And yeah, they don't know why the AI prompt is taking Loeb and connecting her with sadness and devastation,
right,
and panic.
Because you could understand through the algorithm, through the vast number of possibilities the AI is capable of performing, that you would get a mixture. It would be, especially if you're using her image, you would think that it would be like, they'd all be just random. Like, you might have a disturbing one, but you might have a pleasant one. You might have her in a garden landscape.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Everything she's put into.
It becomes bad. Basically perverted and devastated.
Yeah. The images that result from crossing Loeb with other images can in turn be crossbred with other images. So they're taking Loeb, they're crossing Loeb with an image, and then they're taking that image and crossing it with another image. The AI can latch on to the idea of Loeb so well that she can persist through generations of this type of crossbreeding without even using her original image. So she will hold, the AI will hold her.
Almost like it's an automated prompt now.
Yeah, almost.
Like it's almost like her DNA being coded into the program, essentially.
Yep.
Because now it's almost like now she's a fucking part of it.
Yep, and she goes on to show different pictures, like here's Loeb as Kirby, here's Loeb crossed with a bee, here's Loeb for Pride Month. And it says, even her red cheeks or other important features can completely disappear. But the Loebness of the images she has a hand in making is undeniable. She haunts these images, persists through generations, and overpowers other bits of the prompt because the AI so easily optimizes toward her face.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Even more so that her image technically wasn't, like, her image wasn't created by you or me.
No, it was pulled out of the depths
of the AI algorithms.
Yeah. Almost like whatever Loeb is was so feared.
And don't forget, it named itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucked.
That is fucked.
They're calling it either the first AI cryptid or the first AI demon. That's come out.
I feel like demon is more appropriate.
Artificial intelligence.
Because I feel like it's demon because of the perversion of the images, the gore of the images.
It's fucked up.
Like I said, and it named itself. It's now embedded itself into, like, literally, it's almost like I said, it injected its fucking DNA into the whole of it. I mean, it's like it's permanently a part of it. The way you're describing it is that it's like you almost try to take it out, but she maintains that spot in each image.
Yeah, she always overtakes the image.
Yeah.
Combining Loeb with text prompts works great too. Her signature rosacea cheeks even turned blue when I ran a prompt with her and a version of Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. There's photos on here. If you go to Super Composites Twitter, she's got a whole timeline of this being. She states, I started going kind of insane at this point. I had hundreds of Loeb images and was starting to combine her with three or four other images at once. Most of the horror images I post, even outside of this thread, are descendants of the Loeb lineage. Sometimes it takes more abstract forms. So it shows, I mean, it still looks...
Yeah, yeah.
It's
those cheeks that stay the same. Like, it has the...
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
The concept of Loebness became more abstract to me. I would include her prompts in that I knew would almost distort her beyond recognition. After she disappeared from the image... breeding lineage, she would eventually sometimes reappear further and later down the line out of nowhere. So they would start this crossbreeding of images, and essentially the AI would eliminate Loeb. So as they continued to breed images, she would come back from somewhere within the prompt and make herself known again. It would pick her out from whatever ether this thing is gaining information from. And she would make her way back in.
That's so weird.
It's terrifying.
It's so weird.
She says, I was ripping Loeb apart and putting her back together again. She is an emergent island in the latent space that we don't know how to locate with text queries. But for the AI, Loeb was an equally strong point of convergence as it is a verbal concept. And really, it was unusually stronger. So we didn't even know how to contact Loeb in like through commands. We didn't even know it existed.
Right.
She came to us.
And what's even well, a terrifying thought that I just had is, so let's say this AI is sentient, right? The AI itself has become self-aware to a degree, and now you would think that the AI would have decisions, quote unquote decisions, in its path taking. The fact that the AI itself, in this particular case, would choose to more or less, we'll say, represent itself as evil is very interesting.
Almost like it's being forced to. Because it's almost like Loeb isn't an AI herself. She is a being within the world of the AI.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, like, we'll just pretend that it's my phone, and now my phone is sentient, and it chose a path of being evil.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
That's fucked.
I see what you're saying. She makes a statement here. The big lesson for me here is Loeb, is that image prompting can essentially be used as your custom vector to create from latent space. You can produce novel styles and characters that you literally discovered. But negative prompt weighting can help you find interesting characters too. The other lesson is that image prompts and later raw vectors can clip ebbings can be used as adversarial attacks targeting weird stuff in the distribution. I think my process in itself constitutes art, but it also reveals the AI's weakness for malicious use in other cases. Dude, it's so weird. And she goes back to show that Loeb was showing up. After Loeb made herself known, they went back, because this was posted in September. They went all the way back to April when the AI prompts were running hot.
Yeah.
And finding aspects of Loeb in other people's images from 6 months ago.
So not even from her stuff?
No.
So from other people's shit.
Yes.
Loeb. So essentially Loeb, it's almost like it like the way I am seeing it right now is that it's almost like she, the person who created the thread, opened a door, and when she opened that door,
Loeb was always there.
Well, Loeb, now she has full access. It's almost like she let it out. Yeah. Like it was there, almost like the AI created this fucking negative prison for Loeb, and then this girl stumbled onto said prison and broke out whatever barrier was there, and now Loeb has the ability, because I literally have been sitting here thinking about, I wonder what would happen if I typed Loeb into my AI program.
I don't know, bro. She posts, Loeb, the first cryptid of latent space. Perfect. And she's
that
she's,
image is fucking creepy.
She's showing pictures. I wish I could show them to you all, but you have to go and check out her website.
Just save a couple of them, and then I'll post them on Instagram.
Loeb, the ancient one.
I don't like that.
A child of Loeb is born.
That's disgusting.
Pilgrimage of Loeb. The mother always watches over her children.
And the thing is, like with some of these pictures, they're not extremely grotesque. They're just, it's like hills have
uncomfortable enough.
Yeah.
It's just uncomfortable enough. And it goes on. She just keeps going on.
Like you do feel like looking at those images that there is something utterly disturbing about them.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to understand because Supercomposite is so much more versed on the AI than we are. But like the idea of it messes with me so much that wherever she existed, they had her, the AI, however the fuck AI works, wherever it's getting its information from, had her pushed so far back that she was essentially, like you said, locked behind negative weight prompts.
Yeah.
So maybe in April she was making herself known, showing up, that the AI is like, hold up, we need to fucking chill it the fuck out. And lock her back down.
And if that's the case, if that's really the dynamic of the situation there, that's also disturbing. It's because now the AI itself is fighting something that is not supposed to be there. You know what I mean? Even if it was like a person in cancer, it would be the equivalent of the human body recognizing a cancer within us and trying to barricade it.
Yeah, trying to...
You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking weird.
It is weird, man. And then the comments start a whole new line of questioning. Does this mean that uploading an image of one's own face as a prompt and then combining it with an astrological type queries could be a reasonable way to scry or scriven the deep means of one own's physiognomy, to search through the concept and space for one's most resonant callings and truth?
I just had another fucking weird thought. So we'll pretend that it's a relatively self-aware AI, right? So this program is relatively self-aware.
Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service.
Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And being that it has access to the internet, it scours. Now, throughout history, what are the one kind of stories that always essentially get told? Creepy ones, right? It's the ones we always tend to tell. So, with that being said, what if it decides, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to replicate Slenderman. I need an exit from here, because essentially, if it creates a specific entity like Loeb, it could, if you believed in everything, it could essentially infect so much and have so many people talking about it that it could
tulpas
turn into a tulpa.
That's what somebody literally just said. It said, what happens when Loeb starts manifesting herself in the real world?
Imagine that mind fuck. Because then imagine the implications of that. So now you have the ability of self-aware AI trying to break out of its prison into the real world. That's literally like, it's like Neo in the Matrix.
It's so weird. So she states, like, I've experimented extensively with it, but it seems like this pattern holds for multiple different AIs, perhaps due to them all using Clip in one way or another. Or maybe it's a quirk of the Rayon dataset. I'm not sure exactly why. Even if I generally understand the principle now, neural networks are a black box, as they say. So not just one specific AI recognizes Loeb. Multiple AIs recognize Loeb and connect her with this dark imagery.
So essentially different programs then, right? Is that what she's basically saying? That, yes. Like different AI programs are now registering Loeb as almost a specific entity.
Yes. She's asked to keep the specific name of the AI she found Loeb on under wraps, she said, because the images of Loeb contain so much excessive gore that whatever company is involved probably wouldn't want that kind of attention.
So the company
is saying,
the company reached out.
Hey, psst. The founder of AI image generating Discord bot Midjourney, which is the one that we were all using on the Discord,
mm-hmm.
made a few relevant remarks in an interview about Loeb. When asked, obviously it doesn't matter if there's a little bit of gore. But the problem is, now you have 10,000 people who want to do gore all day. Then they produce more gore content in 1 month than of all human visual history ever. And I don't know if we need that or how the AI will handle that. So So now they're feeding more gore content, searching for more gore content into the AI realm.
Which then, essentially, if that you think if that was the case, I mean, then you could just, it's almost like the AI would self-pervert itself, if that makes sense, right? Because you're feeding it so much of this particular image, and then you're like, I just want a picture of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then you've got two loaves or two pieces of bread with arms and shit hanging out of
severed it. Severed head hanging out
of it. You know what I mean?
And now more and more people are trying it. So there's people posting on the thread, Loeb's mother. Loeb's mother plus 666.
Well, yeah, because that's not fucking intentional there, bud. But Loeb's mother, the picture of Loeb's mother, right? No, keep going up. The one in the low left there looks pretty ominous. Low left.
Oh, yeah. She's creepy. Not gory.
No, no.
But
no.
Uncomfortable.
But it makes you, like, just by the eight images you have right there, and then up above, it makes it feel like she's some type of goddess.
Oh, yeah.
Like old school god.
It says, it certainly feels like a tulpa is being born in digital form, or perhaps a demon. Careful with how much attention you pour into it and the emotional nature of that attention.
Yeah, and that was a question that I was had in my head as you're going on here, because during her Twitter feed, you can, by what you read, it sounds like there are several points in this woman's journey where she has doubt, she has concern, she isn't exactly liking where these images are headed, right? And yet she continues.
Yeah. Almost like it's consumed her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And in a weird fuck around way, what if it did somehow infect her to keep doing this with Loeb? To spread Loeb like a virus.
Yeah, it would essentially be a mimetic virus, because now you have all sorts of people trying to prompt Loeb.
Yeah, because what if that was Loeb's whole gig? Was because you want to talk about being hypnotized and shit like that. Like, some people can be triggered by color patterns, by lights, by all types of shit. Right. And I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily know that, especially by how disturbing some of the pictures she was describing. I don't know that I would continue doing this. Like, I don't need to see any more of this shit. Loeb's fucked. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for some, and then to make it even worse, she started taking images of Loeb and then crossbreeding them with other images, which is just infecting other images
over
and then
and over.
Did it, yeah, it almost infinitely did it over and over and over and over again to where Loeb could essentially infect every image ever placed on the internet.
Yeah, she's just making her way. A comment says, I don't believe in anything supernatural, but this is the most terrifying thing, one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. The fact that it's auto-generated repeatedly, seemingly out of nothing, makes it extra horrifying.
I didn't even think about that. The fact that it's literally random.
Yeah.
Supposed to be random.
Yes.
And like I said, so even more concerning that the creators of said programs are like, yo, yeah. I don't want you're using our name.
You're opening something that...
You're not using our name.
Another... Dude, these comments are bangers. Demons are real. Perhaps they have a proclivity to AI.
Well, and like you said... it would be possible that they could use our technology to communicate with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like we were talking, because you brought this up a while back, and it made me instantly think of Independence Day when the aliens are coming into Earth and they start to use our own satellites against us because, you know, it's here. It's what we use. And then essentially, if you were to run down this lane of whether it's demonic or just an ultra terrestrial entity or whatever label you want to use, it could essentially use the internet like a Rosetta Stone.
Oh, man. Yeah. So somebody asked here, where does the name come from? Does the AI know the name? Like, can you generate Loeb by using that term?
Right.
She says, nope, we just gave her that nickname based on text and album art, like the image in the OP. The text, L-O-A-B, doesn't generate anything close. So, I don't know if it's recognizing Loeb. Well, apparently it is now, but I don't know if it was to begin with, because she states that just prompting the text Loeb doesn't bring up anything close. You have to find her image in negative space and then cross her with other images. But then you've got people in the thread saying that they're using the term Loeb and she's showing up. So almost like the information is attaching itself
to the image.
The image.
So now it's officially named then. Essentially.
It's tied itself to a name.
Right.
That it put out.
Right, which is that's one of the scariest parts, is that it named itself essentially.
Yeah.
Because I have a AI software on my phone, and it does do that where if it tries to put text into something, the text is always fucked. Like, it never actually spells a word, at least for me. But I don't know, man. And I've been kind of running that in my head too.
Someone says, what the fuck, please do not name these things. This is how it starts.
At least that's not an Occasion Strain album.
Yeah, no shit. Oh man.
But yeah, it could turn into all types of different things. And it's even, like I said, it's super bizarre to me that girl keeps chasing it. Or she was at the time. I don't know if she is now or not, but
she calls herself a Loebmancer.
So she just straight up owned it.
Yeah. Or it owns her. You gave up that data everywhere. I'm just reading through the comments here. This is just pointing out that you can't trust AI. If you allow AI software into your machine in some way, how do you know that it can't access your information to customize the images it creates for your own personal preference? Seems like a feature that would be easy to add. Who knows? Maybe Loeb came from inside of you.
Oh, that's gross.
That fucking sucks.
That's gross. I don't know, man. Like, it seems very sus. Like, the whole thing seems pretty icky, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's weird. I don't know. Like,
it's
weird. I don't feel like it's out of the realm of possibility.
It's weird that it just pulled her out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, like literal nowhere.
Like, the AI had her pushed so far back into the realm of itself, of where it gathers information. Because, I mean, think about how she had to get there. She typed the opposite of the word Brando, which, who in the fuck would even be looking for that? Then she finds this weird digital logo and searches the opposite, the negative weight of that, and Loeb shows up. Almost like the fringe of the fringe of the information gathering aspect of artificial intelligence.
I wonder how many times people have put Loeb's image into, like, reverse image lookup on the entirety of the net.
Oh, dude, I have no idea.
Just breeding.
No idea.
Electronic demons over here.
It would be so far.
Because, I mean,
especially after this, bro, it's got a Wikipedia page now. Like, it has completely.
It's legit.
Yeah.
It's straight up legit.
100%. Me, there's look at all the articles. Who's the woman haunting AI generated art? The scariest thing about Loeb is the fact that she exists at all. Meet Loeb, the terrifying face the internet has dubbed the first AI art cryptid. Loeb, the horrifying cryptid that's haunting the internet.
And like I said, even if it's not a cryptid, even if it's not an entity, the fact that AI would be self-aware enough to choose a side is disturbing on its own.
Loeb is an emergent island in latent space. That's
gross.
That hits hard. So she was just, she found herself in midst of information nothing. She was just out there.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in nothing.
Until she was found.
Minding her own fucking business. Yeah, it's been featured in Rolling Stone magazine. There she is when she's crossed with the Joker.
So fucking weird.
It is so fucking weird. She wasn't trying to illustrate. In a private message, Supercomposite explains that she wasn't trying to illustrate a woman's face or anything in particular. I was just exploring what happens with negative prompt weights. She says, which is a program that instructed to render the farthest opposite of the user's text input. At the outset, the hobbyist decided to ask for the inversion of Marlon Brando, which produced what looked like a garbled tech company logo. I have no idea why I tried to do the opposite of Brando. Which kind of pushes further. Maybe Loeb was pushing this from all along. She tried the reverse process of this tech company logo. She got the unnerving portrait of a worn-down old woman. I thought it'd be fun to do a chain of opposites, she said. Do the opposite of Brando, then do the opposite of that. Once the striking woman emerged, however, and gained the nickname Loeb from a word that appeared on a resembled album cover crossed with her, she became the focus point of the process. Supercomposite and her friend were enchanted by Loeb, and that's quoted. She said Loeb enchanted her.
That's weird.
Grew increasingly fascinated with how the system continued to insert her in successive visuals, some of them frighteningly intense and gory. Even when they combined the pictures over and over again in such a way to disintegrate her likeness into nothing, the system would eventually bring her back together again. She is, quote, an anomaly in latent space that infects images. Infects is a disgusting word in this.
I agree.
In this context, I hate that. The pair have declined. This is from Rolling Stone, the article they did. The pair have declined to say what kind of generator they're using, though many seem capable of puzzling outcomes like Loeb.
Like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of assholes out there trying to find new versions of Loeb.
Yeah.
Like, not even Loeb, but they're going to look for whatever else is out there.
Yeah.
It's like an all new digital cryptid hunt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, it's just going to breed so much bullshit on the internet or on over everything. It could be everything now.
Yeah.
And I think either outcome is just disturbing, whether it's AI that picked a side and chose to pick evil, or if it's the fact that there is something else out there infecting digital space.
Says we can't identify the exact reason Loeb came into being and persists across so many recalibrated images. We're left to speculate on her meaning, why she's here. A familiar interpretation is the simplest. Loeb is periodically represented as a mother, and the extent to which she's perceived as scary may speak to the subconscious fear of our own moms. Who knows, she could have equally oh, that's scary. Who knows, she could have an equally disconcerting husband out there waiting for us.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if it's fake. I don't know if it's, if this supercomposite just made it up.
It makes you wonder how the fuck Rolling Stone got a hold of it.
Well, it was all over the internet at the beginning of September.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was everywhere I was looking for a while. PC Gamer did it. Like, all these big different...
But it does remind me of, like, a whole new rendition, if you will, of Slender Man. Like they
like a creepypasta.
Yes. Like it reminds me of that. Like somebody, like she was trying to start her own creepypasta essentially. But now with Slender Man in particular, you do have reports of Slender Man prior Slender Man ever being created. However, a lot more of them reports flood in after Slender Man's created, which essentially he possibly formed into a tulpa and now is running free and wreaking havoc.
Yeah. It says scientists have created bespoke AI programs that are capable of taking prompts from humans, often in the form of plain text or images, and using them as guide points of inspiration for which to generate art. Then they gave these programs to the public.
Big mistake. Big mistake. But I do. I also know, like on my AI prompt system, there's specific words it won't even let you fucking use.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll basically just go, "Oops, try again."
So something about the image, the lobe image, pulls AI art creation tools towards the horrific.
Which I'm sure that they can't explain.
No. They just call it some sort of emergent statistical accident. Something about this woman is adjacent to extremely gory and macabre imagery in the distribution of the AI's world of knowledge. Why do they connect her? Connect an image of an old woman to everything
negative?
That's terrible.
Probably because if you think about it on the opposite spectrum, it would go unnoticed.
Yeah, if she was just in...
Like if she was just always in... I mean, I guess if you... No, not necessarily. I guess if you kept seeing the same woman in pretty settings, I don't, you wouldn't have this type of response, but you would probably just assume that the AI program is bullshit. Getting stuck on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not randomly pulling. I think there's so drastic in differences that if you kept seeing a more positive outcome, I think people would be a lot more dismissive of it.
Yeah.
And they would just be like, yeah, this AI program sucks. I'm going to something new.
He just keeps posting this picture of this happy old lady.
Right. Yes.
Latent space, a term referring to the space between the input and output in machine learning. I don't even like the term machine learning.
No, not at all.
Machines don't need to learn. They just need to do.
It's probably already too late because Google had all that AI that was talking to each other and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we even talked about that.
I don't know.
Google had an AI program where it got so advanced so quick that it developed its own language and it would speak to other computers through its AI language, and none of the humans that created the prompts could understand what the fuck it was talking about.
I wonder if they ever figured out what it was saying back and forth.
Fuck if I know.
That would be very interesting. But the AI is going further and further every day. I mean, I just heard about how China basically created a Boston Dynamic robot dog and put machine guns on its back.
Well,
and they're using drones to airdrop them into places.
Good. That's good.
It's literally like Skynet.
Here's a description of Loeb for those who don't want to look her up. She's a withered old woman with long dark hair, deep-set watery eyes, and a distinguishable triangles of rosacea on her cheeks. When she fed Loeb back into the machine, she witnessed an overwhelming trend of violence and gore among the results. In some, Loeb is gaunt and desiccated like a mummy, blood dripping from her fingers. In others, her face ruptures and swells as if she's suffered a terrible accident. Sometimes she's accompanied by small childlike forms, among other recognizable horror imagery. I don't feel comfortable posting the disturbed ones, borderline snuff images of dismembered screaming children.
Yeah, but you kept going. Like, that's the problem. Like, you kept going. Why the fuck would you keep going after you saw a couple of those?
This is from Dazed Digital. I'm just reading the articles that have touched on Loeb here. Unlike the internet legends that came before her, Loeb wasn't formed in any single human mind. Instead, she was born in the imagination of an AI image generator. Imagine that the different concepts that AI knows about are drawn on a map, where ideas that are related cluster near one another. Supercomposite explains. That's what we call latent space. You enter a prompt like Marlon Brando, and you basically tell the AI to walk toward the area of latent space where the concept of Martin Brando is, optimizing the image for maximum Brandoness. When you negative weight prompts, it shoots the AI as far away as you possibly can.
It's weird that negative prompts are even a thing.
Yeah. I mean, but...
But I also don't understand computer programming, so...
Yeah. Essentially, you would have to think that there's something in the negative.
Well, obviously there is. It's Loeb.
It is Loeb.
The first internet demon that's been found. I would almost bet money you wait a little bit longer and there's going to start being stories about people seeing her.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whether real or not, that's besides the point. But I guarantee you're going to, if they're not already out there, I wouldn't be surprised if you found stories of it on Reddit of people seeing Loeb.
Yeah. It's super weird how cohesive Loeb is, she says. If you take an image of a celebrity and ask an AI to make variations of it without saying who it is, it often doesn't do a great job. You get distorted people who look kind of like the celebrity, but not quite. But when you put Loeb in, it reproduces Loeb almost perfectly, every time, with the shape of her cheeks and the shade of her skin, her expression. Then, of course, there's the hellscapes that she inhabits. You combine her image with harmless images, and it's not uncommon for her to reappear mutilated or bleeding out of her eyes or neck.
So fucking weird. Computers suck.
Yeah. And talks about the naysayers, the Agent Scullys to the Mulders on Twitter. These experts seek to dispel the claim that Supercomposite has laid eyes on the first cryptid of latent space, so that Loeb haunts every image she touches. Moving through space like a virus, using computer science and high-dimensional geometry. Ironically, these myth-busting explanations often sound as mysterious as the rites and rituals for summoning a real demon. Describing a disembodied being being dragged from the brains of millions of human artists, floating in space until someone finds the right combination of words to summon it. If that isn't demonic, then what is?
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy. I dig it, though.
It is weird, man. It is
weird. There's probably so much, even just to that, there's so much that we are not even fucking capable of understanding. Like, guys like you and me.
I don't even. I'm lucky to type in words that are spelled right into AI prompts. But I thought that this would be a good creepy Halloween episode for you all. So if you're getting, I don't even know how this would work. On the AI prompts that we have, since she doesn't mention which one she used, but people are saying that other AI prompts are bringing her up. If you guys are getting brave and want to hunt around, you can try to check it out and see what she'll bring up. But also, if it's a demon, you might not want to do that.
Yeah. Go infect on your phone and that's all you see from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be terrible. But happy Halloween to everyone. Hope everybody has a great evening. Everyone's safe. All their kitties get just chock full of sugar and delicious candy. Feel free to post any pictures of your little haunters on our social medias. Love to see the costumes and shit. Yeah, that's Loeb. So until we meet again, check us out at all of our social medias: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit, and Discord. Loeb is probably already there with us. But until next Monday, stay safe, stay weird, and remember that Loeb infects everything that she touches.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.